Up next is a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. To subscribe to the podcast, visit streetlevelradio.com and click on subscribe. Thanks for listening to Street Level Radio.
Paul the Apostle was known to not only criticize the Judaizers of his day, but also the people who claimed to be Christians but didn't live up to Christ's model of servanthood and Christ's model of sacrifice. Those that satisfy their own desires before even thinking about the needs of others. Freedom in Christ does not mean freedom to be selfish. It means rather the opportunity to serve and to become the best person that we can be. We're in Philippians chapter 3, picking it up in verse 18. Philippians 3, verse 18, where Paul writes, "For I have told you often before, and I say it again now with tears in my eyes, that there are many who walk along the Christian road who are really enemies of the cross of Christ. Their future is eternal loss, for their God is their appetite. They're proud of what they should be ashamed of, and all they think about in this life is here on earth." We tend to embrace this modern idea of our personal relationship with Christ. And doing so, it removes us from the horizontal responsibility and accountability that is found in Christianity. Because that's not what the Bible teaches. Maybe we should be reading Titus chapter 2. Paul goes on here to warn us that we're not only to note those who walk righteously and imitate them, but also to note those who appear on the surfaces of upright folks, but are actually discovered to be otherwise. Now notice that Paul gives this warning with tears as well as stern words. Why? Well, because these folks have done such harm to the greater church as well as to so many local bodies of Christ, even to today. They have destroyed so many lives through the twisting of Scripture and the itching of ears of spiritual children. They have indeed shamed the name of Christ. They have obscured the true meaning of the cross, and they have handed out religious candy when a balanced diet was what was needed. We all need God and godly examples in our lives. But make sure that what these people who are our examples, how they live is according to the Bible. And not in some self-serving doctrinal dance that they made up to gain followers. We must balance the truth of Proverbs 27:17 that says, "Iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens a friend's countenance," with 1 Corinthians 15:33, "Evil companionships corrupt good morals." So choose well who to emulate, but indeed choose. Because it's fraudulent here today to say that you're just following Jesus. There are certainly plenty of bad examples of faithful living out there. Notice Paul uses the word many in the scripture here. He says that he had warned them before, and he was doing it again. It is, in fact, a factual truth that there are plenty of folks who are out there teaching, writing books, maybe even on the speaking circuit, that are going to try to mess with your head, your heart, and of course your standing with God if you let them. These are not well-meaning teachers with simply a different angle. They are, in fact, enemies of the cross. And what makes them so? Well, they deny the authority of Scripture, first of all. Galatians 1, verses 8 and 9 says, "But even though we, or an angel from heaven, should preach to you any other good news than that which we preach to you, let him be cursed. As we have said before, so I now say again, if any man preaches to you any quote-unquote good news other than that which you received, let him be cursed." Well, Paul, that's some serious language. Now, please note that their teaching did not and will not lead to enlightenment and truth and a closer walk with Christ. No, the scripture tells us that their end, and I guess yours too if you follow them, is destruction, that their true God is their belly, which speaks of their own desires and their own hungers. Ultimately, their mind is on earthly things, not on Christ and an eternity. If you cannot see this, well, you're in trouble. Again, that's why we have godly horizontal relationships and guidance. How do you know the difference? How do you choose? By checking what they say against Scripture. That is our answer. With these folks, their glory is their shame. The things they brag about and that they promote is the very thing that brings shame to them and to their message. Because again, it is contrary to the Word of God. And when we lose that baseline, we are cut free from our moorings and we are adrift in the sea of confusion and lies.
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information about Tim Dodson or Believer City Church, go to believerstogether.com.